Once again, Michigan's facing a state budget crisis, with a deficit approaching $2 billion and no agreement in Lansing as to how to balance the books. Several days ago, an Ann Arbor resident named Lynn Borsett told me, "You may not realize it, but the vast majority of Michigan retirees' income is exempt from state income tax, even if they're relatively well off." She added, "I really think this is a serious revenue loss for Michigan, one that will get worse as more people retire." I was intrigued by that, so I decided to ask an expert, Charlie Ballard, a professor of economics at Michigan State. Dr. Ballard is the author of a book called Michigan's Economic Future and knows more about our state's economy than anyone else I know. He was kind enough to take some time on Easter to inform me that not only was Mrs. Dorsett right, the problem was even bigger than either of us knew. It's not just state employees who don't have to pay tax on their pensions. Michigan completely exempts the pensions of state government employees and also completely exempts the pensions of local government employees and federal employees and military retirees. And we exempt Social Security income completely. And we're more generous than any other state in exempting private pension income up to a pretty high threshold. For the 2009 tax year, private pensions are exempted up to $45,120 for a single person and twice as much for a married couple. Such a couple can have retirement income of well in excess of $100,000 a year and pay not a penny of Michigan income tax. And that's not all. Michigan seniors get an additional personal exemption that the rest of us don't get. And the homestead property tax credit is more generous to seniors than to the rest of us. Bottom line, something like 90% of Michigan seniors pay no state income tax. Since the homestead credit is refundable, many actually pay negative taxes. Suddenly, getting older sounds lots more attractive. But is the total revenue loss all that significant? You bet your sweet Bippy, as we used to say back in the 60s. Dr. Ballard told me that a former PhD student of his calculates this costs the state $700 million a year, a figure that will only grow as the state's population ages. Charlie Ballard, who like me is in his 50s, observed that not only are we building in an ever-increasing revenue loss at a time of chronic fiscal crisis, but there's also a matter of basic fairness. When I retire, my taxes will go way down, possibly to zero or near zero, even though my income won't drop nearly as much, he said. That'll be great for him, but bad for Michigan. I hope the laws are changed, the professor told me, adding, I'm for a graduated income tax because I think we should ask higher income people to pay more, regardless of age, and I want to give a break to lower income people, regardless of age. Doing that would take a state constitutional amendment, but we've put plenty of them on the ballot before. Whether you agree with the professor or not, you just might want to let your state lawmakers know what you think.